ready, and I'll start the meeting. Recording it, so if you say something you don't want to.
All right, we're good.
Okay, this is the Tuesday, November 12th, Utility Advisory Board meeting. And we are at the Southport Water Processing Plant. My name is Bill Frazier. I'm the chairman of the UAB.
I'm Lauren Brayhout. I'm the finance director for the city.
I'm Josh Cameron, the accounting manager for the city.
Jocelyn Pease, UAB.
Eric Leas, assistant city engineer for Westland.
Ed Kianjian, a Westland citizen.
UAB.
Aaron, board member.
John Miller, board member.
Alice Richmond, I got two hats today for UAB Westland and the Southport Water Plant.
Okay, and if you have your agenda, we'll just run through this. The first thing, of course, is the approval of the July 2019 summary notes, which you should have as a two-page. I'll ask it the easy way. Does anybody have any changes or corrections or additions necessary for this summary notes? Hearing none. So we have a motion to accept them as written.
I so moved.
Right, a second.
I'll second that.
All those in favor of the minutes being approved as written, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any the minutes are accepted. Thank you. And now we have business. So there's three parts here. And I'm going to look at the Lauren in the city and say, how do you want to handle this? Do you want to look at the...
You can look at the rate projections first and then...
Okay. Whatever makes logic to you.
There's coming two, so there's two sheets that, so take the two sheets and then, yeah, those. And pass them on over. So what you guys are getting is two spreadsheets. There's only one slight difference in them, and that slight difference is $3.3 million, but I wanted to show this two ways. Our city manager asked me to show it two different ways. The first top projection is basically what we have in our current CIP. There's two of them. There's one with orange. They should be stacked in order.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking.
Why don't you make another step and pass them on to me, maybe?
So wait, take two?
Yeah, take the stack of two. Here, look, there's one without the orange, one with the orange. So you want that one, and then this.
Why didn't you sample them, Lauren?
Sorry, I'm working.
Okay, sorry.
They look like they're laminate.
They are this nice, beautiful paper that was the only 11 by 17 paper available that I had. So, as I said, the only difference in these is the orange figure. On the back page, there's a number highlighted in orange and yellow in fiscal year 2024. And that's the I-205 widening water line relocation.
Do we have it on there?
So basically what's happening here, and Eric might be better be able to explain this, is that with the ODOT I-205 widening project, it's been determined that they're gonna have to move the water line there. And originally the estimate was gonna be $1 million, and now it is, as of today, $3.3 million.
So we have to pay.
And so this original projection, the other one without that in there, is just kind of this is what to show how we were looking with our original CIP. And then with this new information, here's what we're looking at for the next 20 years.
What's more right there? Which is which?
So this is the original here, and then this has the 3.3 million in this orange. So this is our new projection. So this is really what we should be looking at, but.
So this is the updated
showing stock. I got that.
And our that doesn't include a $1 million budget for it. It doesn't include anything,
no, because we just found out about that recently. So our city manager asked me to put it together, so it's showing what the original CIP looked like. So and now adding this 3.3 million to see kind of how it impacts our projection.
That's certainly now for the I-5.
I-5, the relocation.
With the I-205 widening, the bridge is getting widened too. And the water line's hanging on both sides of the bridge. And the way they're going to move the bridge deck, it's got to...
How long is that?
How long is what?
That pipe. On I-205.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
But it is the one pipeline over to the city. It's the bridge.
Approximately where it starts and it ends.
Quarter, half mile.
It's interesting. Whatever the length of
the bridge is.
Yeah, it's like...
But it's they've got to keep the existing, it's, and how to hang it, so it's complicated.
And they can't shut the bridge down entirely.
Right.
They have to have jumping lanes back and forth. It's going to be a mess.
So we have two pipes, right?
Yeah.
Just the one.
Just one.
Okay.
Just one.
So I thought, but I think somebody had two.
So basically this is new information to me and to our engineers, which obviously puts a pretty big dent in our forecast. So if we're looking at the one with the orange, because this is obviously more likely, we spoke last week with Morgan Coffey and Engineering, Eric and Amy Pepper, and we had a kind of a discussion about what in this forecast is realistic. And obviously we try to be as conservative as possible with this forecast and base it off of our CIP and what we have projects funded. The items in red are things that are in our CIP but unfunded. The items in green are partially funded in our CIP, but I put them all in here as if they were funded because they are projects that need to be done.
What about the pipe under the 205? Is this not funded? No.
No.
It's orange because it's separate, but it's also not funded.
It's a pretty basic question. Are we moving the pipes? Are there going to be different new ones? Or you know, the diameter is going to be bigger? Or what?
It's an all new pipe.
New pipe.
All new pipe.
How about the diameter is it being increased? Or
somewhere where it's more.
Same size that's there now.
Which is what?
It's 24 now.
24. Yeah.
So
this is when a few years back our university was broken when we made it larger.
That's quite a few years ago. Yeah.
So what this forecast shows, and I'm looking at the one with the orange on it, the 3.3 million, is that in fiscal year 24, so a few years out from now, we are not going to be meeting our policy by approximately $2.6 million. So that means we're negative $2.6 million. And obviously, a large portion of that is this $3.3 million that we have to spend on the pipe. So it's clear to us at the city that there needs to be some eventual rate increase. What our engineers are asking for is they're asking for us to go forward and recommend to the council a 5% increase, because we know that we need that, obviously, because we're going to be going extremely negative over the next 20 years.
But that 5% that we don't need to work is only a part of the...
Right. We need to have a recommendation from the UAB to the council to do that. But we also think that after the water master plan is completed, then we'll have a better idea of all these projects that we want to do, and next year come back and talk about going out to the voters.
Can you change the word that we want to do to what and say what we need to be done?
Okay, what needs to be done is this: the council needs a recommendation going forward for next fiscal year. And generally, at this meeting, the UAB makes that recommendation to either increase it the 5%, go out to a vote for more, or not increase up to 5%. At this point, obviously, we're showing that we need the 5% increase, or else we'd be even further in the hole sooner.
That's locked in. What we don't know is it's premature.
The scale.
But do we want to raise the rates to cover it, or do we want to have a bond issue, or fold it all into the rebuild the bridge and say, well, we're going to put a pipe in there, get it all in the one big box?
And that might be a option.
Yeah, the bond, none of that bonded was in the like the.
There was some. Just not the bond that we just did. The bond that we just did is solely city facilities, parks, and transportation. So
no
it's not water. What?
No utilities.
No utilities. But what our engineers are recommending at this point is to hold tight until we have the water master plan. So to recommend the 5%, come back next year when we have the water master plan in place and see where we're at and with rates.
So master plan's scheduled to be done by next year, correct?
I believe so. Is that correct, Eric?
It's next in the year? Budget to do it
within this year, isn't it?
2020?
Yeah, 2021. Okay.
2021.
Is it 2021 at the end of
I think it's right here. Let me see.
Yeah,
2021, fiscal year 2021. So it
fiscal
might be during fiscal, or it might be during calendar year 2020.
Yeah.
That's what
okay.
I assume.
Oh, yeah.
So with that, hopefully we'll have better information about all the projects that are needed, all the money that needs to be spent, so that we can do a better analysis of what the rate increase would need to be, if it would need to be a one-time rate increase, if it would be something that instead of 5%, we increase it, you know, 10% each year for
three years,
and then we're on the other side of things. Also, there might be some potential financing options through ODOT where they finance it to us. But with that being said, basically what that would mean would be we'd be paying the financing and we'd be deferring maintenance on other items still. Just the money is not there.
Basically, tonight we should get a approval by the UAB to continue the 5% rate annual increase, which we have all along since '95. Whatever.
Right.
So we just don't want to let that go. But then the other half of it is to wait for the master plan and to see what options there are and whether we prefer one or another, or leave it to you guys to address.
Right, and I think that will have to be kind of a strategy, because obviously the voters have to approve this, and so you know, if it will have to, you know, come from the council and the UAB's recommendation.
You need explanation of detailing it.
Yes,
it's always more positive.
Right,
when we do that in the project.
Now you can see you go out to whatever it is, fiscal year 38.
Yes.
They'll be 1,000 years old then. But at any rate, it starts coming down. You know, the deficit line, you can see it jumps up inside the brackets, but it comes back down. Mm-hmm. Talk about that for a second.
It's a half mile off.
Just let it go until it recovers. But I mean, it is one option.
Projects, too.
Yeah.
It would eat into our reserve, obviously.
Well, technically, we can't. For bond ratings and other issues, we can't dip below our reserve policy. We have to meet our reserve policy. So what that would mean is that we would forego doing projects.
We can't.
You know, it's one thing if you dip below your reserve one year, you have a plan to bring it back up the next year, you know, but it's not okay to do another 15 years out.
To make sure that, you know, the pathway is only one way. You can't go sideways on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously,
ask with the discussion about the what'll come out in the master plan, does that relate to what different projects might be funded, or is that different options for the 205?
that is crossing. More just, I think, a little of all of it, but I think it will be mostly the projects that they're planning on funding.
Ask that again, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the question was, we're talking about waiting to see what comes out of the master plan.
Right.
What exactly does that mean? Is that as far as the projects, these line items that are recommended for
immediate action
in the next 5 years, or is that a matter of
some of
there'll be different options for the 205 pipeline upgrade?
Yeah, there's probably not going to be any options other than unless we want to try to do like LOT and tired and bore underneath the river. But a lot of these projects are just carryovers from the 2008 master plan, so we'll get an updated project list, being that they'll assess our system, kind of take an inventory, kind of do like we've done with the sanitary and stormwaters, is kind of a high, medium, and low priority type list. But that shouldn't affect, I mean, if the I-205 widening project is funded and moves forward, which I've heard now it could be stalled again, but if that does move forward, we need to move our water line.
Eric, I asked Amy on the phone at one time about talking about pads and bales. Are all the pads in the old town, bottom of Robinwood, the old town, Basco's pads, been replaced? Way back then, as we can remember.
Yeah.
I don't even think the discussion was when this was there. I wanted, we had this thought not to disturb them, the asbestos, but to line up. And they were working under already the start when Gene was instead of land.
Yep.
Are those jobs finished? I will never heard anything from there.
No, they're still AC pipe.
They're still getting their water through that asbestos?
Yeah. They're in spots. We've some of this is, if you look at the water line replacement, that's our budgeted amount each year.
I mean, there wasn't such a miles of it.
No,
we could move it, and take a map. But it was gray back then. Maybe a bill was there at the end of this conversation.
Yeah, it's just there's not enough money to
to
do it all. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to bring it up again.
Which piping was this?
Asbestos cement.
Asbestos cement.
It's just
in the master plan in 2008, they were going to change it all out.
It was.
There's a line item in there for, and I think
so
there's.
Why the job stopped?
There is.
Let's come back to generally.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Orin about?
Yeah, I do.
We have here. Does everybody understand it well enough?
Yeah, I'm just curious. To what extent are we going to give the public notice that something's coming, or any kind of warning, if you will, not a warning.
Right now or in the future?
Well, for next year or two,
So I believe
that we're pushing this up.
We discussed this at our department head retreat or meeting this morning, and I gave the department heads kind of a fair warning here that this is something that we're going to be talking about. And we'll probably be talking about it at the council goal setting retreat in late January, early February. Once the council starts to hear it, I don't think at this point we're ready to, go down that path with them. And I think there still needs to be work done by the UAB. But once the council determines that this is what they're going to do, there'll be plenty of outreach to the voters to explain why the rate increase is needed, how much it will be.
We've done that before.
I've done a preliminary calculation. Obviously, 20 years is a really long-term forecast, but a lot can change. And obviously, in the matter of a few weeks or months, this $3 million change, this is just a surprise, obviously, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so what I did was a preliminary estimate, and if we did a rate increase in fiscal year 22 of 21%, a one-time 21% increase, and then went back to the 5%, that would solve the budget deficit.
21%.
So you're
up to 7%.
So it would go up 21%.
Go
and then back to, and then back to increasing 5% on top of that. So
that's a possible scenario.
Yeah. So that would be one question.
It's gonna be a hard one to sell.
It would be a very hard one to sell.
Is I mean, I've seen before sort of an alternatives analysis where you look at different scenarios. One, that being one scenario, the 21%.
Right.
Perhaps going out for a bond, that could be another scenario.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what our authority here is to request that type of analysis, or is that something that you do for council?
I think once we go down that route of knowing, like, this is what we need yeah. more money somehow, then absolutely I'll start doing those analyses. And like I said, I think that's probably next year once we decide, hey, this is real, this is in place, this is in the master plan, all of this stuff is needed, and it's in our 20-year master plan. Then we go down that path of financing solutions.
50%, it would be about, of course, we did that before, and we never got it.
Yeah. But you have to remember this is a water rate, and what you pay as a citizen is water and sewer, so if you take it apart, I presume you mean 21% on the water portion.
Yeah, just the water portion.
About half or something like that.
Right. I think that's one of the things that it's hard to for citizens to understand is you get this bill and it's $105 approximately per yeah. month. But that includes water, sewer, stormwater, parks, and street maintenance fees. So the water portion is actually extremely low. It's only $25 currently of the total bill, which if you think about how much water you get for $25 and think about going to the grocery store and buying bottled water and how much you would get for that amount, it's
well, also we have the lowest rates around, at least we used to. West Lynn does not pay near as much water as like Oswego, which is paying a huge amount. Some of the other cities that have built treatment facilities. This one has been around for 50 years.
That, right? Yeah.
So much. And that's in every budget document and every yearly master fees and charges.
But periodically, Laura, it should be either in the little water bill with the debt that we set many years ago to re-inform, not indicate. Because they are turnovers, only handful is there.
Me, BOM, us, all these in here.
And we do offer a low-income utility program, too, for people who are lower income. So I think a lot of people are concerned about that, because there are quite a few lower-income citizens in West Lynn. And so that's a possibility. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. Like, what about this, so that is another.
Into the details, yeah. But
is
any other questions?
Out of curiosity,
go ahead.
Out of curiosity, about how much money is allocated for capital improvement for the water line right now that runs across 205? You know, in terms of maintenance, in terms of
I don't think there's anything.
There isn't any other than just they go out and inspect it.
That's it, yeah. So there's no additional funds, basically.
Right.
For that water line. So.
No.
Okay, I want to know what this $100,000 for, and about below that $3 million here.
The one in red?
Yeah. Demolish abandoned view.
That's view, the old View Reservoir. Off of
View
Drive.
Here.
View Drive off of Merrillhurst and View Drive.
Oh, in West Lynn?
Yeah. There's an old reservoir there that
so it's
we never take. It has nothing to do with
this.
No. It should say.
You know Mid Hill Drive?
On what?
Mid Hill Drive? Which one is, are you?
It's on Viv, isn't it? It's on View Drive, up above Mid Hill.
Oh, yeah, in that corner you go up is there.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's, that would be nice to have another tour of the city. There's a little bit of changes.
Anything else? Do you guys have any further comments? Does the guy want to say anything?
I can, oh, I'm sorry.
We appreciate you guys looking at this every year because this is important, and I know council is obviously takes concern over just increasing it 5% without the knowledge of we really need this. You know, they don't want to just increase it.
That. It's just a staff thing with the charter and the policies.
Right, but they don't want to just increase it because it's set in there. They want to know that we actually need the money, and so this shows that actually the money is needed, and if we don't do the 5% increase, we will be deeper in a hole in a few years from now.
Yeah.
I do have another question. So the need for the increase is driven by capital, is that right? Or is there any increase also to O&M expense?
Well, so up here, requirements, it shows the personal services, so that's people who are personnel, so employees that are funded. It's showing basically a 4% increase each year.
For the salary.
For salaries, yeah. So salaries, benefits, everything like that, which is pretty low, actually. I mean, with PERS, some years we could get...
4% is not 2% normally?
4% includes everything, so salaries, benefits, because there's some people get...
Nobody, I'm going to apply for a job in there.
And, well, our PERS rates go up for employees, so that's what we pay on behalf of employees, but it's not necessarily going to the employee. And then there's materials and services, which is just general.
So that operational, for the voters?
Debt service.
It's legal. There's somewhere something to get it on.
It's going to be nice. The purview of the UAB is to make recommendations to the council.
Right.
Based on
but
what
if something
we've
is included
learned.
In there, Bill, and we don't specify it.
I'm trying to write a motion, but I think what we need to do is to say the second sentence is something like that. We will await the new water plan, what do we call it?
Water master plan.
Water master plan for further discussion. Well, I'll read I'm supposed to ask you guys for this, but it takes so long.
If I can provide some input, I would say not just the water master plan, but also I think additional certainty around the timing of the 205 Bill Bridge project.
Right.
I think that will drive in part the timing for the need for additional funding.
Right, and I think also just more information just about it, but I think that a lot of that will be included in the master plan. I'm hopeful at least. I'm not positive, but I think it will be.
But the 4% pardon me, increasing for the payroll, I don't think that's going to be in the master plan strategic of the waterworks.
This is just in the water fund. We're not approving anything for increasing payroll 4%. It's just a projection of what it's going to be.
All we're doing is continue the 5%.
When we met last week before we knew about the 3.5 million, didn't you run the numbers and you thought to catch up at a one time? It was like 11%, wasn't it?
It was, but then it changed today with
$3 million.
Right. That was it's a big jump, $1 million to $3.3 million.
Sorry, you probably explained it already, but what was the driver for the increase from 1 to 3.3?
I think they just estimated last week.
Yeah.
We didn't have all the information.
I don't have any details on it. I didn't get that memo today, but all of our projects are.
I'm sure. I'm not surprised. I was curious if it was.
Well, you know,
and it's complicated.
It always go up because somebody comes in and says, "Well, the safety issues are this now." Yeah. Up it goes. Oh, well, the earthquake has to be 5.9 or 9.5 or something. You know.
Yeah.
I can get you more information on that, but.
So basically, there's a model from Murray Smith, the engineers who do it, and I think they just last week threw out $1 million because they just found out about it. So they were like, oh yeah, maybe $1 million. And so that was what was in there last week. And then they actually got revised estimates today of actually.
Murray Smith did today.
What?
Murray Smith changed the calculation of the estimate today.
Murray Smith actually got us an estimate. I don't think they had anything.
It was all preliminary.
So it's not a preliminary.
Okay. It's just not a surprise to me.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, well, use the old pipe. Sure you will. Oh, yeah. That's where the $1 million was. So you got to put a new pipe.
Yeah, it says approximately 2,700 LF, which I'm assuming
linear feet. Yeah. There you go,
and
Alice.
About how much?
2,700 linear feet, as opposed to regular feet, too.
Did you hear that?
Half a mile.
It's a half a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think what I'd like to do is propose, well, we heard A on business, water rate finance update. Are you satisfied with those that you want to?
I think so, unless there's any more questions
about
it.
B part was 2020 water rate recommendation, 2020 year. And finally, we have the final report from our advisory board to the council. Those are the three things for business.
And
Alice would like to say something. What have you got?
Okay. The 20% they are suggesting, does that include the 5% or the 5% is going to be on top of that 20% you proposed?
That would include the 5%.
Okay.
That year.
That we spent.
Okay.
So that makes it bring it down to 15% increase, not 20%.
Yeah, and I said 21%.
Yeah,
so
well, that makes it a little bit easy.
Yeah, it was, instead of doing 5% that year, we would do 21%. So,
yeah, whatever.
Total.
And I think actually it should be the fiscal year 2021 water rate recommendation because it starts in July.
Yeah.
Every little detail should be a little bit more, whether they understand or not, is affirmative, it hasn't covered it.
So it's illegal for me to go, I suppose, when I make a way. If I said, would somebody please make a motion? I've been through this before, it tends to be a rodeo. You can modify it, but I'm going to say something like move. The UAB recommends that the 5% per annum water rate continues for fiscal year 2021. Additions, corrections?
I'll move that, but I would like to also include that the possibility that South Fort has a little bit in result for that 15 or 20% is outside of 5% cover that.
You want
so
them to have a beyond.
It's going
to
happen.
Okay, that's the motion. Set it aside.
Okay.
If we want to tell the South Fork that they can raise their rates,
they're going to have to. This can not.
Well,
who's going to pay for
it? We have to respond to that. And
yeah.
I think our 5% is a neat issue. If we want to get our 5% a year, then we'll see what happens. And we may have to have another motion. And I recommend to the council, hey, instead of 5%, can we do 6.3%?
Okay. I'm good for that.
I'm missing something. What was the piece about we need to address a request from South Fork?
South Fork is here. It's where we buy the water.
I get that. But what?
Well, if they increase their rate to us, that'll be a form
the wholesale.
And the wholesale
okay.
way. Then
is
we respond
included
to
included in here? Because their price, the
so
rates are good.
I mean, we have, you know, projections. I mean, 3% increases. Unless it goes above that, but
yeah.
What would be the timing?
You have to be redundant,
when it comes up, they'll warn the council and us that we've got to put the rate up, and if that drives our 5% down to the equivalent of 4%, well, then it comes.
Basically, if they increase the rates more than we have in our projections for buying wholesale water, then it will obviously increase our expenses and obviously will increase our deficit likewise. And so then we'll know, okay, well, instead of 21%, we actually need this amount, or we can phase it in, or we can do maybe a bond, or we can do different financing options for how we're going to pay for that.
And is there any issue with doing a mid-year?
I'm getting worried now. There's too many this, that, and that.
There's a feedback loop which will come back to us at some point. They say, well, what do you think, UAB? Because South Fork has pushed us up. And this bankruptcy, or whatever you want to call it, comes in instead of we go to zero money. You know, forget this, the orange for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we go to zero money in 24 or something
yeah.
like that. That's going to pull it back to something. Okay, revisit it. Ed, what do you have to say?
This is the way we've been doing it. It's
good to have a heads up that as we continue this, you know, we might see a small dark cloud on the horizon, which will suddenly turn into a thunderstorm. So,
well, and this is why we do 20-year forecasts, because obviously things can be looking great. I mean, things are looking great up until fiscal year 23. We have a healthy reserve. Everything looks wonderful. And then all of a sudden, fiscal year 24, we go,
yeah, but we got to continue by
$2.6 million in the hole. And so we have to look at this ahead of time and realize, okay, we need to do something, because we can't just say in fiscal year 24, halt all water projects.
Exactly. Yeah, I get that too.
Or that's the other option is, you know, don't fund these projects, right?
I'm good with what
I want to come back to the proposed motion.
Yeah.
And I'll read it again. And if you want to have a fine tuning, that's just fine with me. Then if I'll have you move it. And then
I move it.
Somebody can second it, but let me read it so you can hear it again.
Jolien? No, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. Yeah, I was close.
The UAB, maybe I'll spell that out, you know, the Utility Advisory Board, recommends that the 5% per annum water rate increase continues for fiscal year 2021.
Maybe recommends to council.
Recommends to council, that's what that means.
Yeah. With an addition of the, I'm going to take Chris to cover up.
We're not going to ask them for that right
now.
We're going to wait until next year.
That's a verbal. They'll hear about this.
It's fiscal year 21. We're in fiscal year 20 currently, so we've already approved the increase for this year, which will go into effect in January, but we have to.
The 5% from way back then, every year, it has a progress.
It does every year, but the council wants to make sure that the Utility Advisory Board recommends that they continue to do that every year.
Exactly.
Versus saying, do we really need the money? Should we only do a
3%
reserve?
Yeah. I like it in a healthy bank account.
Our minutes should, and I presume they will, include mention the fact that we did not ignore all the other things. Possibility of the jump and all that, then we can just say, okay, we'll just continue doing that. So we didn't have to meet for that and do it over the phone, you know. So we did think about those things, and we agreed that we need an incremental, at least for another year, because of the master plan, whatever, B, C, or D, and we'll go from there.
Right.
That fair enough, Bill, in the minutes?
Yeah, it's in the minutes now, so it should be brought up in the
okay.
Type of that.
Well, and that's important if you.
So again, I move having Bill. Said, you want to second that, or Bill, or John? Yeah, it's the second of that, Bill.
Okay. All right, we're done with that, and special thanks to Lauren.
Do you guys have to vote on it?
Do you have to vote on it now?
Yeah, we got to vote.
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. All opposed, left hand.
Don't put words in our mouth.
So for the record, everyone here approved it. And there were no.
Unanimously approved it.
Unanimously approved it.
Sure.
Just remember.
Should we all say aye?
I'm always for it to build up it would reserve, particularly for the UAB.
Okay.
You don't
have to. Okay, I'm trying to move along here.
Thank you, Warren, for this.
Thank you, guys.
Man, you can say if you want to do it, you're certainly welcome to stay on the water if you want to be excused.
We really appreciate it. And if there's any questions, obviously, always feel free to reach out to me by email and set up a meeting if you have any questions.
Okay, I'm still going to hold on the Avesto 5 renewal.
Yeah, I was going to try to circle back to that. If you think about it, we had a three-year period where our whole water fund was going into the Bolton Reservoir. So no annual distribution upgrades were done then, during that time. And then a lot of times the road program is being driven by, we'll have certain road projects we want to pay, but we're held back because of water projects. So. There's not money. I mean, I'm trying to answer your question.
If I remember correctly, there was the money back there.
There what?
There
wasn't?
Money back there.
Well, it's an annual project. I mean, if we get there, but we're not.
I know. Yeah. I'm not rapidly lost.
Well, I was trying to loop that in to say that that's where our whole water fund was going.
Yeah, I know, because you can see that on this line item right here in the red box.
Yeah,
so
going all the way to the red.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm good.
Now, we have capital project update. Do you have anything you want to talk about? What's hot?
Do you want to skip over C, or do you want to talk about that first?
Well, I'll talk about that. What I propose is I'll write one up as a draft and send it around to everybody for this last year.
Yeah.
Okay, because it looks like somebody started it.
Well, that's one of the items, yeah. So I've got a lot of stuff to put in, but that would probably be
okay.
Unless you have other things you want me to add.
No, I haven't really went through it in any great detail, so.
Well, I think I have all my, I do save the previous year.
Okay.
And see what I've got. As I say, it's a draft, I'll circulate it to you, Amy, whatever.
Sure.
You guys can say, wait a minute, you forgot this.
Okay. Did everybody get one of these 19 ones? Did you get one?
What is it?
It's the annual report, 2019. Allison, you got one?
Oh, I got one, yeah.
Okay. Eric has one, okay.
Okay, that's fine. I'll make a note of that. And
So this is only from July 9, so I will include this one, this meeting, and I guess we're going to visit.
Okay.
Attend a meeting on December. Okay. I presume we should do that, if nothing more than to make sure we're ready to launch for next year.
Okay.
If I'm here otherwise, that's fine.
So.
Okay. So capital updates, last week we got, it's not necessarily utility related. It has small water line replacement and some storm work, but we did get our Main Street project out to bid. So that's a big one. Down in Willamette, historic Willamette from 16th to 10th. So we'll see how that goes. And we're working on some in-house design for two small water line replacement projects. One up off of Walling Way into Cantera. There's a couple of houses up there that are up on the hill and fed off some 1.5-inch galvanized pipe, and if one neighbor's showering or doing laundry, the other one can't. So it's kind of a mess. So we're looking at upgrading that line, and then down off of Hidden Springs, there's an apartment complex that has one of our mains goes through it and cuts over behind the shopping center there where like Lynn City Pub is and the car wash and all that, and it's not in great shape because when it goes down through the creek bed, I forget which creek it is, but it's exposed in there, and so it's kind of a mess. So we're kind of lumping those two projects together.
When you do one of these refit projects, well, one house we lived in, we had a 5/8-inch pipe. So do these people have to pay that sort of thing to get an old pipe replaced?
Not when we're doing it as a capital, and we might use some SDC funds if it's eligible to put in for this replacement. But we don't go back now and charge them for the upgrade.
Okay. But it's a necessary upgrade. But this was, well, the situation was if you want another bathroom, you had to install pipe for 5 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was going on Carriage Way in there, maybe just now or so? A lot of big city trucks and people there would.
Oh, this summer? This summer?
Property owners that went downhill there.
Yeah, there was a storm. Pipe. It was an old corrugated metal pipe that was compromised.
The big one?
Yeah, and so they went in and our guys dug it up and replaced it.
So there's money enough in the reserve to cover those jobs, I hope?
Yeah, I mean, that's when we do it in-house, sure.
That was an answer there.
Yeah.
So, quick review on the surface stormwater and just where these proposals and changes are in terms of what the city council is with the local sanitary.
Yeah, so the sanitary was approved a month or more ago, and the storm drainage, as it's called, is there tonight for an approval vote.
They expected approval.
Yeah.
It would take to vote.
Yeah. It went to at least two work sessions.
None of this affects the rates.
I wasn't able to stay for the planning commission session from the city council meeting, but was there more discussion of the stormwater plan during that session, or did that wrap up after the UAB session?
I wasn't at that one. I don't remember, to be honest. I listened to it, but I don't
remember any sort of explosion or anything like that.
There was nothing major. It was just some fine-tuning.
Yeah. The one thing that I found somewhat strange was the change with respect to the Tandler study.
Yeah.
With the Planning Commission. And I was curious about that.
And that's just right now, they moved that ahead, and it's a feasibility study. It's not to be confused with that we're going to be out doing that project anytime soon. It's just, it's a study, I think $20,000 to look at what it would take to open up that pipe. So, but yeah, it's, I don't know.
Anything else?
The only thing that I had on my notes that I was supposed to mention, it's not a capital update, but and I heard some of you talking about it before, but if you do want to, I think we have 5 vacancies, and some of you have already let Kathy Molesky know about renewing to be on the UAB again, so just make sure you look into that if you're interested.
And if you find any willing targets, bring them in, and I'll share that to people that would be interested in doing that.
Yeah.
So there's five vacancies or renewals that have to occur.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the position that I was filling was someone who left early.
So you're.
So I had applied a year ago,
right.
And Kathy contacted me and said, "By the way, you have to apply again." And I said, "Really? Why? I don't really want to." And she said, "You have to," so I did. Anyway, is the
thank you for doing that.
Sure. So,
yes. Do you have to go in front of the council to be approved?
I think so.
I think they just read your name, right?
Yeah. Well, they usually send the form out. And says, "Well, where do you live?" Well, I live in West Lynn. You know, and they might ask you back. And it could be anything.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I think they just announced your name, who they've selected for the advisory.
Yeah,
they
know this has already decided what you got, what you get.
Okay.
I didn't hear it.
No.
Other business.
I do.
Okay. Go for it.
But I have a public comment up here. This is our public right now. I want to congratulate the young living to get involved in this to be in hearing the time. We do. And I don't know about the commitment so far, but to the questions and all that, definitely that you are interested, that you are, we need people, your generation, we're trying to get out of here.
Well, thank you, I appreciate
that. And so, that doesn't even want to hear what I'm saying. But it is refreshing to me that other people are coming out, so we are still here, you know, and roll on. Because not that I want to travel around, because I am always with Southport with no termination with the plant, which is Oregon City, Westland, and some non-incorporated. I'll stay with them They won't let me go. But I don't know about continuing, you know. After 90, I'm going to want you guys. And so I am very happy to see that if somebody else to come along in your caliber, I think you would be in good hands.
So you're hanging it up?
Pardon?
You're hanging it up? No?
I didn't hear you.
He's not 90 yet.
Oh, not 90 yet.
I am. I've been 4 months or so.
Really?
It sounds like I thought she was. So you are, yeah.
I'm not
90
yet.
No, I
didn't
hear
you. Yeah. So, Alice, are you saying that you are not renewing?
What?
Are you saying that you are not renewing with the UAB?
Oh, I don't think they let me off. No, I want to hang on in here and talk to them. If anything, I've been going through the staff for a water plant. And I'm also with the board, but again, because I've been at the plant, I don't help. And I. We sell water. We own it, Westland and Oregon City, in conjunction. Yeah, but we also sell water, not just to our own residents, you know. But we also sell water for Blackstone sometimes, when their water gets, or sometimes even all the way to Port Dakota here. So when we sell the agreement, it's all connected.
Nothing else for the good of the order?
Huh? But before we, if you give me 1 minute, so I explain to her this thing. If you want to put this is your water rights that South Fork owns, works with. And this, I'm going to come all the way in here first, you know, where we are South Fork. And above this red line, Jocelyn, when you hear about Lakers Wiggle owns this, we get this, so for this, probably got what I was thinking I was gonna say, is that, boom, we have priority of our lives. After us comes this, the people, the CRW, which is Blackstone, little tiny bits and pieces. If the water level comes down in the river for some reason, We shut off them. All these guys will have to sell the water. Any except just about what the mouse. So this is how important our South Fork is. We were the first one to establish with the water rights. Oh, there's a lot of people is trying to cut in. And this is what also very important with our tariffs to not lose it with the government. Our water rights capacity, because if we don't use our amount, we have what I call octopuses. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand.
So, Daddy did a good job with them.
Great job.
Yeah. Home with the proud of me, huh?
Thank you for pointing that out,
Alice. Huh? Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Okay. What I'm going to do next.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
I'll bring a copy of that.
You've been on this since the inception.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to do that, Barry.
That's fine. We need to be reminded that.
I think I have it. I have it.
I don't want you to think that. All of the country.
It took a year.
The water rod, you're going to give us a sale of water when we don't have anything.